Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to share, and the Lord is always with us, always. From the time you believe on Jesus Christ, He's with you, and He's there to help you. And if you don't leave and go back to the world, He is with you. And if you ever repent, if you did go back to the world, He's ready to save you, if you're sincere. Believing from the heart is the key. When you believe on Jesus Christ and you mean it from the heart, that's when your salvation is real. Our faith is why we're righteous. Jesus paid the sin debt for us all. His blood washed away our sins. And He did this because He loves us. And those who respond and believe by faith, they belong to Him. They're in His kingdom. And His kingdom is everywhere. Wherever they go, they're in the kingdom of God. A man can sit on the park bench, a sinner, and come to himself, hear the words, and believe on Jesus Christ. And he's still sitting on that park bench. He went from the kingdom of God to from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. He went from the world system to God's system, God's kingdom, before he got off his bench. Now, as we walk with the Lord and we work out our own salvation, we seek Him, we find Him, we go forward. And every challenge, God is able to help us. He's with us. We have to learn to live in His strength. Sometimes in life, there are things that we want to do and we haven't mastered yet. But in Him, we can do it. Now, I remember times when, as I was living for the Lord, I was endeavoring to do all that was in His heart. And then the enemy would come with his distractions, try to tempt me, and his thoughts would be on my mind. And I would pray, and I would seek the Lord, and I would get relief. And I didn't feel tempted anymore. Then something else would happen a few days later, and I'd be all back in the same position, still wanting to feel free again. But I felt tempted. And I'd find the Word of God wherever it was necessary, whatever part would heal, would get me where I wanted to be. I'd stand on it, and then I'd get relief. And this went on for a while, back and forth. And I realized, I said, there's something I don't know. I don't want any of his temptations in my mind. And I would have to pray it off. I would have to take authority over it. Or I would have to cast down imaginations. I would have to learn to cast my cares to God. I learned all these steps. All these things would work. And then I was telling a friend yesterday that one day I did everything I knew and I still felt tempted. And then I didn't know what to do. I did everything and I still felt tempted. I wanted relief again. So I said, Lord, help me. And then it went away again and I had relief. I said, Lord, there's something I don't know. I said, I want you to teach me the skill of how to overcome this where I cannot be tempted with this same thing again. I want all the wisdom and knowledge to do it. See, the Lord knows He's standing right there with you. And and a training process began. I did not know how to secure this, and many men didn't either at that time. Most people didn't know what I was. If I had asked all the preachers I knew, I don't believe any of them would have been able to tell me what the Holy Spirit taught. That's why I say, my favorite scripture is, When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. It doesn't matter what you don't know. God is standing right there with you. And the Holy Spirit is inside you and upon you. If you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he's also upon you. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit within them. And God is right there with you all the time. He has the knowledge that you need, and he's inside you and with you and upon you. Now, you have to decide, I'm going to follow God. I'm going to learn what I don't know. I'm going to seize the knowledge that I'm after. And you can have this knowledge, but what you have to do is ask for it. Seek God for it. Knock. Don't be satisfied with relief. And that's where many people have made their mistakes. They got the relief and stopped. I had relief, but I said, I don't like going backwards. I don't like feeling tempted. I don't like standing one moment and falling another. I don't like backsliding, which, and even in my weakest moments, the Lord would, he sustained me. I did not fall. I did not backslide. But because of the temptation, I felt backslidden, but I was still fighting. And I didn't give in to the temptation. And I felt like I would fall. But I love God, and I didn't want that. I knew that I didn't want this, but I didn't feel relief. I felt tempted. Many people feel angry, frustrated, and they keep going back to getting people told. And then they walk away, and they embarrassed themselves. They didn't want to be that way. And then they spoke words that caused them to get divorces and break relationships with people because they can't control that anger. And the Lord knows how to do it. And he knows how to relate, how to train you not to do it. He knows how to give you all the wisdom you wish you had. And what you have to do is follow him. Ask for the training. Take him at his word. Go forward in him. Take authority. Do all these things, but receive the training. This was indicative that there was something I did not know. And I told Lord, I said, Lord, there's something I don't know, and I don't know what it is, but I want it. I want you to teach me how to not be tempted, period, ever. And I kept after him about it. I didn't give up. I kept after him about it until I learned. And then he showed me, he taught me all the things in the Word that I studied. He helped me to see it for what it is. And then he taught me to not fear falling. And that's when the whole process was over with. I saw something when he said, don't fear falling. See, fear attaches the devil to your life. Now, the enemy always tries, he has no authority over you. He's operating off Adam's authority when Adam led him in the world. But God didn't, Jesus took all the, he stripped him of his power. Jesus has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Jesus has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he knows how to help you go forward and not backwards. Trusting him is the way to go. The enemy has not, he don't have the kind of authority you have. He has to get you to believe that he's mightier than you are. That his temptations is greater than God's power in you. And all of his temptations is designed to get you to stop looking at God and surrender to him and the world system and the worldly way of doing things. The temptations are to get you to feel surrendered. And then give in to the sin and it'll overpower you, and then you'll get mad at God because you fail. It starts with deception and it ends with rebellion. He wants you to curse God and die. You have to have a fighting spirit. You can't give in to lukewarm ideals. You can't give, if you do, you won't win. You can't give in to losing. You don't have to lose. God gave you victory, not defeat. He gave you faith and not fear. He didn't give you the spirit of fear. You don't have to ever surrender. But, and when the Lord said, don't fear falling, I saw something. I saw that I was the master. The Lord put me in charge. Nothing has the mastery over me. And I have the mastery over the world. And I got it. I didn't even know how to put it in those words, but that's what I understood. I have the mastery. No demon has the mastery. No person has the mastery over me. No temptation is stronger than me. Because I'm in Him. I've been made stronger, just like I was made righteous. I was made in God's image. And nothing's greater than God. And as Jesus is, so am I in this world. These are the kind of things that I understood. But I didn't have the ability to put them in words. I had heard that I could do all things through Christ. I had heard that God gave me the victory. Now I saw it for me, through my eyes. I saw God. I saw Him in me. Though I didn't see Him physically, I saw Him in me. I saw the greater one in me. I saw that I was given the keys of life. And I don't have to die. And I never felt tempted again. I don't remember feeling tempted ever again. And I didn't play with it. I saw what the enemy did, but I never felt surrendered again. I never felt tempted or defeated since that moment. Now, and I lived in relief. Relief was my way of life. And all the things that would tempt me before didn't work anymore. Because I kept operating in the knowledge of God. Some angels didn't keep their first estate. I didn't lower my estate at that point. I walked in the knowledge that God had provided me with. Now, this is important. Sometimes people, once they get relief, they stop pursuing. When I realized that relief wasn't enough, I wanted to know for a fact that I could not be tempted. I could control it at my will. I could walk in the ways of the Lord and not falter. And that's a good, you follow the peace. That's how you do it. You follow the peace, receive the peace and follow through with it. Learn what God is saying. What is He saying to you? Learn the information. Learn the training, receive it. And then you can believe it. And then you'll have faith to do it. And faith is good, folks. Faith is trusting God, not win. Some things are forming and it's by your faith you have it now and you got it forming and you're going to receive the whole full process. And the day does come, and the day does pass by when you receive the promise and you live in it and enjoy it. It's just like the car, your dream car. I'm driving my dream car. At one point it was a dream. It was something I believed God for by faith. And now I'm driving it while I'm doing this broadcast. and I'm satisfied. I don't even desire another car. I got what I was after. I like my Mustang. Now, it's time to go forward. Your dreams, you're going to have them because you believe for them. And God loves you. And it's His good pleasure to bless you in life. Now, you don't have to live just above the relief line. Graduate in the things of God. Take it all by force. Divide. Be violent. Take it by force. Take what God gave you. The angel told John to eat the roll. Take it. He said, give it to me. The angel said, take it. If God give you something, take it. You don't have to ask for what God has given you. Take it. As you go forward in the things of God, understand that the Lord is with you and the Lord will bless you in all things. He knows what to do and He will help you. This is what you have to do. You can learn the things of God. You can learn to go forward. You can believe stronger. You don't have to be weak. When Satan tempted the sons of God to marry the daughters of men, which was wrong, he was trying to stop. He knew that the hybrids, God couldn't bless them because they were not supposed to be. He was trying to stop the Savior from coming. He was trying to stop the seed of woman. He didn't know when it would happen and how it would happen. And then the children of the angel human hybrids were giants. Now the reason they were giants is they had no authority from God to kill man, but they had to look. They were bigger and stronger and faster, and they had more knowledge. And they were designed to be just like Satan's temptations, to look big, to look bigger than you, to be more of a problem than God can handle. Those are the suggestions of all of Satan's temptations. They're designed to look bigger than God in your eyes. You're looking at a man as tall as a tree, strong enough to pick up a lion, and he's roaring at you, and he can break every bone in your body with one blow. That's what you're supposed to see. But when you have faith in you, you see an abomination that God didn't give, and you have the authority over the earth. And the giants became a terrible problem, and it caused people to be bloodthirsty. They thought about only violence continually from the heart. God had to flood the earth because of them. But what happened to them? Why don't they exist now? Why did they get defeated? Why did they go underground? God wiped them off the earth with a flood, but there were giants after the flood too. Why didn't they rise up? Because they had no authority. Why did David kill Goliath? Because God was with him. Just like He's with you. Don't let anything defeat you. Don't let any thought proceed. Don't let anyone stop you from following God. Proceed forward. Proceed forward at your will. Receive what God is saying. Do it. And enjoy life. Because this, my friend, is your heritage. You don't have to allow the darkness of this world to hinder you. Put all things under your feet. The Lord put all things under your feet. He gave you victory over Satan and all of his works. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. It's one thing to hear it, but it's so much better to hear it, receive it, act on it, and enjoy it in your life. This is your heritage. This is my heritage. This is what we do. This is who we become in Him. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.